I've been saying for years to anyone who will listen, get a password manager. You could pay a service like NordPass or LastPass or whatever. Pros, asterisk someone else keeps a server running for you. Hardware, electricity, bandwidth. Asterisk that other party hopefully has off-site backups, in case of some kind of natural disaster. Cons, asterisk if their upkeep means they're never done paying, there's no way you're not on the infinite payment model as well. Asterisk as long as they have all this data on what sites you consider important, and the frequency with which you visit them, what, are they going to not sell that data to advertisers? Asterisk there was that one time LastPass raised their price and coincidentally found that their export function broke. Which is partly the price point again, partly just some intolerable shenanigans. KeePass is free and open source. OSI certified, uses state-of-the-art encryption, plays well with others. Amazing. There's one flaw. Most people have been trained that their cell phone is the nexus of their security and identity. KeePass exists where Mono does, that is, Windows, Linux, and Mac. So if you're watching this on mobile, you'll want KeePass DX. Got one? Great. Make a new database. Give it a really good password, it'll even help you generate one. This is the one you rehearse and memorize and practice. For God's sake, don't write it on a note stuck to your monitor. Please. I'm begging you. Great. Easy. Store all your passwords. You can also set up two-factor. Much like Google Authenticator, except you get to decide which device is standing in for the something you have factor. An entry is one account, a username slash password combo. A group is a folder of those. If you're on a real operating system, you'll probably want two more features. First, browser integration. Click the cog to go to settings. Scroll the left menu to find browser integration. Check to enable. Check to enable Tor browser, check to enable Firefox, check to enable any of the inferior junk, if you partake. Since LibreWolf is new, we'll jump through a few hoops. Second, learn a new global hotkey. Cog for options, go to General, click Auto Type. I use Ctrl plus Alt plus V. I use a typing delay of 25 milliseconds, any faster than that and I find some stuff can't keep up. You probably want it to start automatically on startup, start minimized, minimize instead of exit, and you'll definitely want to automatically lock the database after some delay. If you're on a laptop, you'll want it to lock the database when the lid is closed. What if instead of the mobile path or the desktop path, you have both? Fortunately, KeePass databases are a file. So you are allowed to back them up and sync them the same as any other file. I use Sync Thing. It's great for syncing moderate amounts of things, fairly quickly. On Windows you want Sync Tracer, which is just Sync Thing and a tray app to start with Windows. Make a folder, put your password DB in that, add your other device, share the folder, and voila. Now you can also add Sync Thing to your NAS box, if you're so lucky. Or maybe instead of Sync Thing, Google Drive. Or this episode's sponsor, not I'm kidding, not sponsored by anyone.